Whoops. So Totally Business Savvy, episode 29. Hey everyone, welcome to So Totally Business Savvy. My name is Dean Soto, and this is episode 29, and this is the first episode that I am streaming live on Ustream, so this is kind of crazy. So if you're ever around Saturday morning, I'm kind of hit or miss, but if you're ever around Saturday morning, you might want to tune in. So today we're going to be talking about, one, having a sales plan. Second thing we're going to be discussing is actually a question from Harry Mahler about how do you juggle a full-time side business with a full-time job? And that should be a really good one. That's something that I'm doing right now. And then the last thing is going to be about the income versus time statement. All right, everyone, welcome to So Totally Business Savvy. So just to warn you, I am a little nervous. There's nobody in my Ustream chat right now or on Ustream, which is totally fine, which is cool, but I'm still nervous because someone could potentially come onto Ustream and be there, and I'm probably going to have to ignore them, kind of, but if they ask a question, that'd be cool, and maybe I'll answer it, or... but yeah, it'd be great to have you. I am trying to shoot for 10 o'clock for So Totally Business Savvy podcast. Trying to shoot for 10 o'clock on Saturdays. And then other podcasts, like my Productive Catholic podcast, would come right after it. I actually only have two podcasts. See, can you not tell that I'm nervous? Anyway, whatever. We'll get through this. Not a big deal. So Totally Business Savvy, 10 o'clock, and then Productive Catholic, probably around 11 o'clock. So both of those podcasts will be live streamed. Fantastic. All right. So I hope you had a good week. Hope you had a great week, actually. I have a lot of really cool stuff that has generated some revenue. I was able to close another deal this week, which was cool. A deal that I actually did not expect, and it's probably going to lead into our first topic, which is having a sales plan. But I did not expect this deal because it was for a veterinarian who needed a website. They wanted to have an e-commerce website where they can sell some private label license. I forgot what you call PLM, PLS. Anyway, they wanted to, they had a product that they believed in, but they asked the vendor who makes it to be able to put his own label on it. And so when he does that with the label, he's able to sell it on his website and so on. And so that was something that was very interesting to me, because anytime you have an e-commerce website, there could be a lot of money involved. But when we went and had the sales meeting, when we had the sales call with him, it was really interesting because he had gotten a quote from another web developer. And oh my gosh, seriously, the website looked, don't get me wrong, he had printouts of what the website was going to look like, and it looked like something out of, seriously, 1995, and he was happy with it. He was actually ecstatic looking at that mock-up. He was completely serious. You know, I like this flying toaster over here. I like this animation of a beating heart over here, and so on. So I'm like, okay, well, one, he obviously doesn't have much of a, he's very smart technically. Don't get me wrong. He is very smart technically he does his own web development. He builds his own HTML static websites and does the meta tags for all the SEO stuff there. But yeah, I mean, maybe design wise, maybe it's just the design eye, but anyway, and I guess this person was going to charge him quite a bit for this this website. So, we went and we did the sales call. We showed him some of the websites that we did, and he was pretty blown away, I guess. He's very subdued. So he said, it obviously looks like you do this full-time, whereas this other person kind of does it part-time. That was a good sign, obviously. But I didn't expect, because we have been steadily raising our rates. And this is a site that is just the base, because if you already have my proposal template that you can get at youcanworkless.com, if you already have that proposal template, you would see that you always give three options. And the bottom option was for around 7,000. Bottom option was for around 7,000. And that's and then it goes up with social media consulting, and then with SEO and so on. So I didn't think he would go for it, because he the way he was kind of raving about this other person. And so about a week later, which ended up being last Friday, I guess. Yeah, it's basically the end of the week last week. He contacts my partner and says, let's move forward. He did have some questions, so we went and had a second sales call with him, which is always good. And from there, he's pretty much closed. And I, like I said, I was seriously blown away. Normally, I can tell if someone's going to go with us or not, or if someone has the capital to go with us and to go for something that's higher quality. But I could not. I had already written him off. So that was a cool surprise. So this month and next month is going to be just really amazing in the revenue, and you'll be seeing that possibly later on at youcanworkless.com. So we'll see what happens. I'm already starting to do all the number crunching, and I will show you that when the time comes. All right, so let's talk about our first topic. Our first topic is how to create a sales plan. What is a sales plan? And basically how to earn more money in your service business, how to earn more money in your product business. And this is something that is a lot of people don't get initially, because pricing and sales tends to be something that's very taboo. But after a while, when you kind of get into the mindset of when I'm selling something, even if I'm charging $50,000 for that thing, even if I'm charging $60,000, $70,000, $100,000, and the person who I'm selling to makes $100,000, $1 million, whatever, if they're making more than what they paid you, then you are giving them value. You are giving them a great, great, great deal. So when you're creating your sales plan, and your sales plan could just be a page. When you're creating your sales plan, this is what you're going to do. Let's go from a service point of view primarily. But all right, so when you're creating your sales plan, you're going to have just one page, make it simple. But how much do you want to make per month? How much do you want to make per quarter? How much do you want to make per year? Typically, I go through per quarter because it's easier to gauge. A year is a long time, and you might have family things that are coming up. You might have full-time work things that are coming up. You never know. So you have to have, I like to have a quarterly in there, a kind of a quarterly review. But what I start off with, I'll give you my sales plan for quarter three, actually. Yeah, okay, I'll just do it. I'll give you my sales plan for third quarter. My target, you always start with the target. How much do I want to make? How much do I want to make in whatever service business I am in? And mine happens to be web development, internet marketing, and so on. I want to make $80,000 in quarter three. Now, that's split between two people because I have my partner who I'm in a joint venture with. Now, that's split between two people. So I'm really only going to be making $40,000, but that's still a lot. You know, $40,000 times four, if you were able to make it through the year, is $160,000 a year. So you always start with how much you want to make. Then you start thinking, okay, if I want to make $80,000, if I'm going to bring in $80,000 of revenue, how many people do I have to serve in order to do that? Now, I can have it two ways. I can either serve a lot of people. I can serve 30 plus people at $2,000, $3,000 per site, or between $2,000 and $3,000 per site or per job or per consulting or whatever. But that's 30 people. That's 30 people in a quarter. That's a lot. So you might be killing yourself. You might be killing yourself just to get that. Or you can do it to where you are getting $10,000 per job, consulting, website, whatever it is, between $10,000 and $20,000. What it lets you do is, so if I'm doing $10,000 and $20,000, then I only need to serve between four and six people, and I'll make that for a quarter. That's 3 months serving four to six people. Not that hard. The hard part is targeting people and businesses that are going to make that, right? Targeting businesses that are going to make that. That is really the key, but that's the whole point of the sales plan. So if you are comfortable, if you say, I want to make 80,000 and I only want to serve 4 to 6 people, then you know who to target. At least you'll start to know who to target. Are you going to target mom and pop shops who are just starting out, who have very high expenses, very high operating costs, and who really don't have the money to spend on marketing or don't have money to spend on websites and so on? Probably not, right? You're probably going to stick with, you're probably, if you go with someone like that, that's going to go more toward the $2,000 to $4,000 range of a website, maybe. And not much more than that. So you're going to be serving a lot. So you're probably going to try and go to maybe like trade shows for CPAs, for lawyers, network with really high-end people, maybe architects, real estate agents, depending on where the location is and so on. But you'll start to know, where do I go? Where can I go to get people who are willing to pay $10,000, $15,000, $30,000, whatever. And it's possible. A lot of people shortchange themselves. Recently, we've been doing, at least in my agency, and we've been doing between $7,000 and $10,000 per deal recently. And that's pretty huge. That's huge. And sometimes, because if you go to You Can Work Less and you get that get my proposal, you'll see that sometimes, because of we put these different options in that proposal, sometimes they're like apologetic. They're like, oh, well, we want to go with option two, which is $2,000, $3,000 more, but it's, we don't have the money. But when we do have the money, we'll get it. And we're like, oh, that's fine, whatever. Okay. I mean, as long as we're able to, as long as we're able to have a deal, and the deal ends up being pretty big, that satisfies us, and in turn, when it satisfies us, we're going to satisfy them and give them an amazing, amazing product. It's definitely possible as long as you target the right people. Now, if I were targeting like a salon, that wouldn't happen. I would not be making nearly, it's hard for a salon to put out $2,000 than it is for a CPA firm, a large one, to put out $10,000. And typically when you're with a firm like that, or if you're with someone who's not afraid to spend money, typically it scares them off if you go low. The higher you go, the more comfortable they are with you, because they realize that they know that you're not just doing this on the side, that you're not just playing around, that you have earned the status to charge that much. And so they feel a lot more comfortable that you could give them some quality. So with your sales plan, have your target for quarter, month, whatever it is that you want to choose. Have your target, figure out how many people you want to sell to. Try not to kill yourself. Maybe it's 10 people per quarter. Maybe it's 3 people per quarter, depending on what you do. If it's a really high intense consulting, you might only be able to support 2 to 3 people. You never know. I mean, you'll know based off of how much work you've done and so on per person, you'll know. And then after that, do some just really quick, you know, who's my competition? What differentiates me from that competition? What are some trade shows that I can go to? What are some, high yielding conferences that I can go to? And it might, you know, if you're a web developer or if you're a marketer, don't go to a marketing trade show. Don't go to a web development trade show like a WordCamp. You know, I love WordCamp. I love WordPress, but don't go to those places. Why would you want to go to waste your time? Yeah, maybe it's to learn and so on, but if you're there to get leads, to get people who want to buy your services, then go to an architect's trade show, go to a CPA, go to some place where maybe it's a medical show. I just do not go to the same industry that you're in. Yes, it's fun meeting the same people over and over again, but sometimes you have to get out there, meet new people, and that's when the opportunities are going to happen, when you go to people who actually need your services and aren't doing the same service that you're doing. And then really that's it. That's all my sales plan is. That's all my sales plan. And it helps out a ton. It helps out a ton. So pick your target income for the quarter, month, week, whatever it is. Pick your target income, pick how many people it'll take to serve to get to that income. And you could do the same thing with products. But pick how many people you want to serve. Then next, your competition, different trade shows, different conferences that you can go to. Makes it super easy. Takes maybe 2-3 hours, if that, if you're doing a really good job on it. And and you have a sales plan to go and attack and go and really make some high yielding business calls with. Very cool. All right, so we have a question from Harry Mahler, which is awesome. And let me pull it up. It is an email question. No voicemail this time. That's okay though. It is a very good question. I'm going to read this. I'm really horrible at reading things on the air. But let's give it a try. So Harry Mahler says, I am trying to, and this is Harry Mahler from My Eco Guy and MyEcoMade.com. He says, I am trying to figure out the best way to go with my sites to help others and to also generate income on the side. I am more of a service type person and than physical product type person who loves online sales and shipping things. But I have been realizing that I need to figure out a way to bring something to my sites that would allow me to share my perspective and help others with their business and startups. I am a huge fan of small business, and this dates back to when I was a little boy who used to sell stones on the corner and candy to kids on the bus. That is pretty cool. I have always enjoyed business, and as you know, from starting a natural cleaning business to a gutter service that focused on eco things to the recycling service for lamps and ballast to what I am working on today with business an eco-friendly twist. Basically, he's working in a business with an eco-friendly twist. I guess my real question is, how do you juggle full-time work, kids, and trying to gain ground on a side business and staying focused? Sorry for all the rambling. This is just scratching the surface, but I really like the thoughts you share and would love to hear more on this and getting a plan of action and juggling what to do. I am a big advocate of baby steps and business being like a newborn to an adult with all the exciting stages in between. Thanks so much, Dean, and have a great Memorial Day. All right. Thanks, Harry. Sorry, folks, for the poor reading. Oh, well, that's the way it is. So that's actually two questions. But yeah, let's start with the first question. So the first question is, you know, what can I bring to my sites that are going to help basically attract others and let them kind of build maybe a community and where I can help them to either grow an eco-friendly business or help them to grow a business in general and so on. And you know, the hard thing about that is this. It takes a long time. I'm barely just scratching the surface with my podcast. I'm barely just scratching the surface with my blog. I'm barely just scratching the surface with really everything that I'm doing. And it's been a year and a half. What I would recommend, especially with the site, especially at the website, is to either get a really, 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 really good looking premium WordPress theme, one that makes you stand out, one that differentiates you, or get a custom theme made. Now, this is going to lead into the second point and how to do that more cost effectively. But, you know, when I see, if I go to a WordPress website, if I go to a blog and it just does not look, and I'm not saying yours looks this way, this is going out to the general public. When I see a blog that is obviously made off of a template that I've seen before, or just you can tell that it's a template, then the first thing that I think about is it's almost discrediting. And you know, I'm not going to lie to you. One of my blogs, productivecatholic.com, is a premium theme called Canvas from Woo Themes. And the only reason I like that theme, but you know, honestly, it looks like a pre-made theme right now. It does. And the only reason I like that theme is because you're able to change things around, and I have a lot of stuff going on there. The first thing I think about when I see a premium theme that, and I know that it's a theme or a free WordPress theme, is that you know, this is someone who's not really serious. This is someone who's just kind of dabbling around. This is someone that I don't know for sure if they know what they're doing. And basically, that's the reason why I designed YouCanWorkLess.com the way I did, was because people know. I mean, obviously, that site is completely, totally unique, totally custom. And so when people go to it, they don't get that feel like this is just some guy that is just putting up a quick blog and is probably going to blog for 2, 3, 4, maybe 6 months max and then stop. This is someone who obviously cares about what they're doing. This is someone who cares about the quality that they put in. And so when people visit a site like that, not necessarily my site, but like if I were to go to Smashing Magazine, or if I were to go to Instant Shift, or if I were to go to even Lifehacker, I go there and I see, these guys are serious. And they're probably not going to go away for a while. And they probably have something really, really, really good to say and really, really good to teach. So, and that leads to the second part of that is that of this first part. This is a subset, second subset of, anyway, whatever. if you get credibility in the beginning with your website by having it made custom, then the next thing is it's almost like a headline in a newspaper or in a magazine. The headline is the way your website looks. It grabs people. And then when I see that this person really is, you know, this person is really serious about what they're doing, then I might read more. And so I go and check out and read more. And then you have to have really, really good content, really, really good content to be able to share. And Harry, it sounds like you do. Sounds like you do, because you have been doing this for a long time. You know a ton of business tricks, tips, selling tips, and so on that a lot of people would pay a lot of money to learn. You know, if you were selling stones on the corner and making money selling stones on the corner, like you said, then you could totally, without a doubt, have something to teach. Because everyone, especially in my, in with what I've seen, people are scared of pricing. people are scared of selling, and those are the two things that people want to know most about. How do I price my products or services? How do I sell? Because I can't sell right now. I might have a web development company, but I don't know how. I'm awesome at creating WordPress sites, but nobody wants to buy from me. How do I sell? How do I get out there? How do I market? How do I do all that stuff? So people want to know that. They want to know that. Hey, Marianne. I am talking to the folks on the Ustream. Hey, Tanya and Marianne. Okay. So people want to know that. People want to know, how do I do that? How do I price? How do I sell? And so on. So you have an awesome, awesome question. So with your website, make sure it looks awesome. Grab their attention and then have some good content. As for your second question, which is how do you juggle full-time work, kids, and so on, and still have like a side business? Really, the only way that you can do that, in my humble opinion, is to hire someone, hire out. And with the big boom in Asia, as well as technology, it's possible to do that. So this is what, just kind of a big side note of what I did in order to help to alleviate a lot of the full-time work that you had to do in owning your own business, is when I first started out, I wanted to do an IT business, and I've told this a ton of times, so I apologize to anyone who's heard this before. I wanted to start an IT business, and after 6 months, made probably about $300, which was, that was not good. And made about $300, learned how to sell, learned how to market, started making some good money, but I was killing myself in time. I had to be there, had to do all that, had to do all the things that one of my workers would be doing. And so I said, this sucks, because I'm spending 40 hours at work and then I'm spending 40 hours away from my family. Might as well, what is the ROI in it for me? And what is it, the ROI in it for my family? If I'm spending that much time, money's great and having a house is great, but I'm sure my family would love to, would have no problem being in an apartment if they could see their husband, father, and so on. So that got me like totally thinking. And so I ended up changing everything to web development. I loved WordPress, loved how to learning how to do things on the web and make applications, websites, and so on. And I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. This is perfect because I know that I can hire some people from around the world. And I did. I hired some people from around the world to do the development for me. Now, they can't do any of the selling. They can't do any of the marketing. They can't do anything like that. That it requires a lot of creativity, a lot of customer facing, a lot of persuasion. And that's where I could do that. At the same time, if they're building websites for me, if they're building something for me, I am able to tell whether it's quality. I'm able to tell whether it's going to work, whether it's not going to work. And that's just totally, that to me, that's exactly what a CEO would do. And so when you start thinking like a CEO, how can I leverage someone with expertise who can do the work, but I can go out and sell it? How can I leverage that? And there's so many options out there. So many options out there where you can hire people. I've even heard in Eastern Europe is kind of becoming pretty popular to do that. Pretty inexpensive too. But I hire in the Philippines. I have I have two people who work for me and work with my partner and I, and we do some really, really cool and amazing things. And it allows me to be creative, allows me to be innovative, allows me to kind of oversee the projects and make the projects super, super special. And one thing that really does is helps you to give a lot more quality to your client too, because you know, if you're spending 40 hours a week on a project, the last person you ever want to see is your client. But if you're spending only maybe a couple hours a week, and you are mainly just kind of guiding the process, then it gives you the chance to email, call, find out what problems they have, and really deliver an amazing product. So what I'm kind of getting at is, if you can, what I would do, this is how I would do it. If I had to start all over again, I would do it like this. If I had to do it all over again, I would save up enough capital, and you don't need much, save up enough capital to hire a virtual assistant who can set up your website, who can make it look amazing. You spend the time just blogging. You spend the time just educating, promoting, marketing your blog, and so on. And when you do that, you're going to find that people are going to come to your site. People are going to buy things from you. People are going to, and focus on one thing at a time. So if you have all these different businesses, you're going to kill yourself. But maybe it's just, I know you have the dog business, the eco-friendly dog treats and dog toys and so on business. And that's a cool business. That is a really, really cool business that I think people would really like. Make that look amazing. Focus just on that. And get enough capital, like I said. You don't need much. Even with $2,000, you could, let's see, one, two, three. With $2,000, you can spend, you can hire a web developer for in the Philippines for almost between 4 and 6 months. And that's huge. So if you can find someone that is good, who can make your site look awesome, just spend the time promoting it. Write a blog post once a week, every 2 days, every 3 days, whatever it is, and then start promoting it. Start talking to people. Start sending emails out. Start getting people to like it on Facebook and so on. And pretty soon, you'll start to see that that people are going to start ordering a lot more. People are, and talk about why do a YouTube video about why you want to stay, why you want eco-friendly dog stuff. Do it. Personally, I don't know. I don't know what the difference between an eco-friendly dog biscuit is and a non-eco-friendly dog biscuit. Both probably taste the same to me. I don't, not that I eat dog biscuits. No, just kidding. But I don't know. So educate me. There's a really good YouTube video out there that is with not David Hanemeyer Hansen, what's his name? The other 37 Signals guy. Jason Fried, who talks about education as marketing. And education as marketing is huge. A lot of people buy things, like, for example, like Kitchen Nightmares, one of my favorite shows. I love Kitchen Nightmares. I love Kitchen Nightmares because Gordon Ramsay goes in there and he a lot of people think he just goes out and yells and yells and yells, but he shocks them at first, and then he starts educating them. You know, he starts educating why do I cut things off the menu? Why do I say that everything needs to be clean and so on? And not only is he educating the people he's helping, he's educating the entire US, the entire world in his show. And through that education, people watch, people buy from Gordon Ramsay, people want to go to his restaurants, people want to have more of what he has. And all he's doing, I mean, he's just being himself and sharing. So you have that possibility. Like, for example, one of the most, I wanted to get people on my list, and be totally honest, I don't care, honest and transparent. I wanted to get people on my list. And Marianne says Kitchen Nightmares is a great show. Oh yeah, that is my favorite. I love it. Marianne, you rock. But I wanted to get people on my email list. And so I'm like, well, what do I know? What do I know that is going to be of value? And one of the things that I knew is that I was, with my proposal structure, I'm able to make between 60 to 80% have a 60 to 80% sales rate. So I'm thinking, whoa, to me, that's super, super, super valuable. And because of that, I thought, okay, well, how can I do this? Well, I started creating a series. I created a series of how to write a proposal the right way. And then at the very end, I made a video, a YouTube video that went through the a bit of a sales process and then the proposal. And then at the end, I said, at the end of the video, I said, you can come to youcanworkless.com. I had a little link in the YouTube video. And you can get my template if you sign up for my newsletter. It'll save you time. It'll save you a whole lot of time creating your own proposal template. And because of that, it's, you know, you're going to have a template that could potentially get you 60 to 80% leads or sales conversions as well. And through that, my percentage on opt-ins has gone crazy. And not only that, I was able to use Market Samurai with that to find a really good keyword too that brings in about 100 plus people a day. And think of how targeted that is for people to get on my list. Everyone's looking for a template, and then they go to my page that has a template and a reason why you want to use this one, and then boom, they'll go on my list. So, you know, you're awesome at marketing, Harry. You are awesome at sales. My only suggestion is, yeah, just probably stick with one thing. Get a virtual assistant, save up enough capital. That's where I made a mistake. I did not save up enough capital first, and I actually had to let go of three of my virtual assistants because a customer bailed out on me. Do that and you'll be golden. It'll be really, really cool to see what you can do, because you really have the drive for it, and you know it comes naturally to you. It does. Sales, marketing, entrepreneurship does not come naturally to me. Only in the last 2 years have I ever wanted to do something like this, ever. And I'm not nearly as good as a lot of people out there that I associate with. And even my partner kicks a lot more butt marketing than I do, way more. So anyway, all right. So lastly, before we end this, so I've been, for a long time, I've been thinking about putting my income, I mentioned this in the last podcast, I've been thinking about putting my income versus the time I spend actually doing work on my You Can Work Less site. And I am going to do it at the end of this month. And I just, I will put a lot of caveats on it because the last few months have been really, really good. I don't know if it's just a fluke or not, but my hope is not to sound like, hey, look at me, I'm great, but to hopefully inspire you to start thinking about outsourcing and start thinking about hiring people from the Philippines who are awesome, awesome people. Man, my virtual assistant, I was talking to him, one of my virtual assistants, I was talking to him last night, and I mean, it's like, seriously, we're like totally friends, and just talking about life and just talking about goals that we have too. He's helping with a lot of products that I'm putting out for another podcast that I have. He's, you know, we are doing things like even revenue splitting together because of how good of a friendship that we have. And so my goal in it is to show that, you know, hey, use the tools that are out there, whether it's technology. You know, I don't use an accountant anymore. Why would I ever use an accountant when I have FreshBooks and I have Outright that totally does it for me? And I don't have to pay $200 an hour for someone to keep my books. I just have to pay $9 a month for Outright and then $20 a month for FreshBooks. And they do the invoicing for me. They do all the payment gateway for me. They do all that. Yeah, Philippines rock. Philippines rock. FreshBooks does that for me. Now, would I outsource my accounting? Probably not, because you know, the technology is there. It does it for me. I had to spend maybe an hour a month just reconciling everything. But why would I ever pay an accountant anymore? Unless I had a huge business. There's no reason. No reason whatsoever. So it's not just outsourcing to the Philippines or to other places. It's just using, especially as a small business owner, using the tools that you have to make yourself the CEO. Make yourself so you're not doing all the implementation, because then you're spending so much time away from the things you love. And it doesn't help you, in my opinion. It does not help you, because ultimately, in order to get into spots where you would be a CEO of a large company, you have to learn how to lead, have to learn how to delegate, have to learn how to solve problems that are both with your internal staff as well as with external clients. You need to learn how to do all that stuff. And so just in that alone, being able to outsource, delegate, get rid of things and look and start thinking strategically, how do I market my business to doctors? Do I want to market my business to doctors? How do I start a new product? How do I make this application work with all my other applications that I have? Whatever it is, when you start thinking strategically, that is what's going to push your business forward. What hook should I use for this API, for this customer website? How should I code this? What framework should I use? That is not what you should be doing as a business owner. As a business owner, and I'm getting all fired up. As a business owner, you should be moving your business forward with marketing, sales, promotion, branding, relationships. You can never outsource your relationships. I've met so many awesome people through social media that I still see and who are in my chat room right now on Ustream, who I've met through social media and I absolutely love, and I cannot outsource that. You can't. And that's what you should be doing. That's what you should be focusing on, is the relationships that you're building and all that stuff. So that is why I will be putting up my income from my niche sites, from web development, from any other products that I have and so on, just to kind of give, and then also the time that I spend overall throughout the month. This month's going to be kind of weird because I haven't really kept too good of time, but I know on average what I spend. But it is going to be, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about finding the optimal way to leverage the time that you have, because you're never going to get your time back. You can always get $1 million. You can always win $1 million in the lottery. There's always that possibility, but you'll never ever win 1 million hours of time. You'll never win 1 million seconds of time, because time is that valuable. So it's something that I think hopefully will be valuable, and it's not like a haha look at me type thing, unless you think that's what it is. I can't stop you from thinking. All right, everyone. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us on So Totally Business Savvy and for the first live Ustream of it. So yeah, I was a little bit nervous, but of course I had my friends and community that I love that have been kind of cheering me on Twitter and so on. And I hope that you got a lot out of that. So Harry, you're definitely doing the right thing, at least as far as I'm concerned. You should, you know, with your talents, you're probably should be doing way better than I ever could be doing. But you know, Harry and I have been emailing back and forth like crazy. So if you ever want to email me, don't hesitate. You can email, you can call and leave a message, 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301. And, you know, I am more than happy to share the experiences that I have with you. Just let me know, and no problem. And any question you like whatsoever, the question could be from my ebooks, from my products. The question can be from anything. I will answer it. There's nothing that I won't answer, at least, I can't promise it's going to be a good answer, but hopefully, I will definitely answer. So, anyway, next show is going to be next Saturday as well, and I think that's when we're going to really dive into the income versus time and how to leverage a lot of things. So I think, Harry, for your question, a lot of it's going to come next week as well. But yeah, it's outsourcing to technology and Asia is what's going to do it for you. And I'll show you exactly how I do that in the next episode. And I might even make it a video episode this next time. But anyway, all right, so I hope you had a good time listening on Ustream, and it looks like you did, which is cool. And if you have any questions, like I said, 714-643-5301. And I will talk to you guys later. Please send me your voicemail feedback, and please send me your email feedback. All right, this is Dean with So Totally Business Savvy and YouCanWorkLess.com. And have a great rest of your week and a great Memorial Day.